The long row between junior doctors and district health boards appears to be over. The Resident Doctors Association says doctors have accepted recommendations from the Employment Relations Authority aimed at ending the dispute. Now, that dispute saw junior doctors strike five times in the first 5 months of the year. David Munro is a senior advocate with the Resident Doctors Association and joins us now. Hi, David. You must be pretty relieved that this is seemingly coming to an end.
Well, I think it's fair to say that. It's been a very, very long dispute. It's been more than 18 months, and we're very pleased to finally have a settlement.
So what sealed the deal?
Well, the deal is the authority was quite helpful and it understood the issues that were confronting the sides and has come up with a change management method and proposal that ensures that RMOs, junior doctors, remain protected and remain with the opportunity to have their union involved at every step of the way in terms of change proposals.
So what does that mean? Because obviously, sorry to interrupt, but one of the major sticking points was over who gets the final say over rosters. So when you say they still get a say and they're protected, what do you actually mean? How does that work?
Well, the DHB has wanted the union out of the process completely. I think they made no secret about that. They thought that the union's involvement was some sort of obstacle to achieving flexibilities, which our members would often see sort of flexibility as code for rosters that may not suit them, that may be too fatiguing. And they haven't achieved that. What we've got is a process that involves the union and its members all the way through, and then the ultimate decision being made at a local level by 66% majority of the RMOs that are affected, which has been a change management mechanism in our MECA for a very long time.
So 66%, did you say, David?
Of other areas.
66% of the junior doctors ultimately would have to agree to the changes that a particular hospital was suggesting.
That's right.
Okay. So what was the vote for this deal? How much support did you have for it?
In the end, Lisa, it was overwhelming. People saw that this was a sensible approach to take us forward. They've endorsed it overwhelmingly. And I think all of us are looking forward to moving into the new world, seeing these consultations happen, making sure the debates are run properly, people have the information that they need, and then make that decision at the end of the process pursuant to that majority I've just talked about.
If it's a sensible solution, how come you couldn't get to it any earlier?
I think it's because the DHBs wanted too much. They just wanted the union out of the process altogether and just weren't prepared to accept when our members said, we want our union involved in these processes. We're not going to settle a deal that sees them shut out of it.
So do you feel that this is a win for you guys?
I think it's a win for the parties, for the system. The authority was helpful. It was able to see that RMOs are vulnerable and that they weren't simply going to accept that DHBs, because of their obligations under legislation to be good and healthy and safe employers, would do the right thing without the involvement of their union. And that's why we've now got a mechanism that embeds the NZRDA in those change management processes.
So those recommendations made by the Employment Relations Authority, are those going to be made public in their entirety?
Well, to the extent that the settled MECA goes up on our website and the change management process is in there, anybody can go and have a look at that and see the process that's now in place for change management. Yeah, there's no secret about them.
So what other recommendations were in there that are significant besides that kind of voting right, if you like?
In the end, the authority made a comprehensive recommendation, and there was quite a bit of to-ing and fro-ing in order to get those other issues nailed down. What was the level of an appropriate pay increase over 2 years, the lump sum for the length of time that we've taken, matters of that sort, they wound up having a recommendation in all of those areas. They were accepted by the DHBs and have been endorsed overwhelmingly at vote by the RMOs.
Is there anything in that that you feel you were shortchanged on then, or are you happy with it across the board?
I think it's been a long dispute. We would have preferred that it didn't take this long. Certainly the DHBs trying to rely on the fact that there was another union in the mix now that was prepared to have less rigorous change management proposals prepared to allow for rosters with longer hours that our members had already voted to be unsafe. There's no question that that's meant this dispute has taken longer than we would have liked.
So what are you saying, David, that they tried to drive a wedge between the two? They tried to drive a wedge between the two associations. Is that what you're implying?
Yeah, I'm not sure that I'm implying that, but we've got simply stating it. We've got letters from the minister himself saying that the DHBs have already settled with an alternative organisation. Why can't the RDA do the same? So that was the pressure that the union and our members were under all the way through. And given that, we're pretty pleased with the outcome we've achieved.
Was it all worth it? Because obviously there were extensive strikes. People's care, healthcare was disrupted. Was it worth all of that?
I think so. The RMOs weren't going to see this settled without winning that argument that being able to involve the union that they've chosen to associate with, this is a federal association argument, the RMOs choose to be members of the RDA. They choose to have them involved in these processes. They respect the experience over many years of dealing with rosters and the battle that we've had over years to get safer and safer rosters. And it's a battle that's not nearly over, by the way, Lisa. And, I think that to the extent that the DHBs wanted the NZRDA completely removed from that discussion, and they weren't successful at that, we're part of that discussion. We intend to participate responsibly in that discussion. And I think the RMOs are pleased that that's the future that they'll be facing.
Appreciate you joining us this evening. That's David Munro, who's a senior advocate with the Resident Doctors Association, saying there that members have, as he put it, voted overwhelmingly in support of an offer which is based on recommendations made by the Employment Relations Authority.